Okay, this is a kind of funny little episode. It is going to be very off the cuff. And it's inspired by something that happened like a couple days ago. I was helping my daughter find something in her room. She's just moved out and gone to college. And I found a little notebook, and in it she had written down 9 times, you know, the same phrase. And I was looking at this thinking, oh, she's doing one of those silly manifesting, you know, things that they put out now on TikTok. You know, just write down your belief or your desire 9 times and the universe will answer if you do it for 9 days in a row. And I just shook my head and my heart groans. And I thought, oh God, if she only really knew what to do. Of course she won't listen to me because I'm her mom. But I can tell you. And that is why we're doing this bonus episode, number 655, manifesting advice for people in their 20s. Get ready. Flow
Dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
All right, so welcome. My name is Summer McStravick, and I am delighted to be here with you for another episode of Flow Dreaming as we talk about manifesting advice, right? Personal growth advice, self-improvement advice for people in their 20s. And God, this has just been noodling around in my head. And yeah, this, again, totally off the cuff. If I were writing a long article, I would think this through a lot more. But right now, I wanted to share my initial feelings, thoughts, ideas about if I were talking to myself back in my 20s about how to do this whole personal growth thing, how to utilize manifesting, what it is, you know, what would I say, you know, with 30 years of experience piled on there. And this is also inspired by, you know, the fact that manifesting has become suddenly like pretty darn outrageously popular in the last couple of years. And a lot of what's driving this is this younger voice coming out. So Big Mama Summer here is going to share with you, if I were you, and I was, you know, 20, 25, 28, based on kind of like this phase of your life, where would I be? How would I really be doing this to make manifesting effective? And if you're 30, you're 40, you're 50, don't you worry. There's going to be one for people in their 30s, people in their 40s, people in their 50s. I'm going to just kind of riff until my riffing is done. But let's start with your 20s. Okay, so let's say you're in your 20s and you're hearing about manifesting for, you know, kind of the first time. And it's popping up all over, you know, TikTok and, you know, all the apps that you're using and Instagram. And, you know, you're like, okay, I want to try this. Do I really just close my eyes and do it? Do I really just vibe higher? Like, what's the deal here? What's the game? So in your 20s, here's kind of what's typically going on in your life. Now, these are complete blanket statements, guys. If you're 30 and this is happening to you, or 40, I get it, right? I'm super generalizing here. So it may not be perfectly applicable, but generally speaking, first thing is you're thinking, I need to get a good job, right? Or I need to graduate school. If I were you, I would be hell-bent on getting my diploma, getting that certificate, getting that little piece of gold in my back pocket that says, yeah, and somebody will now hire me, you know, as a emergency responder. Somebody will now hire me as a, you know, a law clerk. Somebody will hire me as, you know, you're getting that degree, you're getting your credentials, you're getting a stamp of something in life that says, I can do something, I have a skill. And maybe you're still looking for what that skill is. You're floundering around in college, changing your major like for the ninth time. You went to school, you dropped out of school, you worked, you went back to school. You know, you're kind of bumbling your way through. That's what we do in our 20s, right? We're figuring stuff out. It's boiling down to that. We're figuring stuff out. And we're figuring out, what do we want? Like, what do we need? What's important to us? And oftentimes, it's not, I need $1 million because I have to pay for the mortgage and the kids' college. You're not even close to there yet. What you're thinking is, I need to pay rent. I want to be able to live and travel. I want to work from wherever I want in this world. You know, I want to live the influencer life. I want to, you know, be doing my work from Costa Rica. I want to be footloose and self-made and not tied, and I'm not going to work for a corporation for my entire life, right? There's this big trend going on about freedom, time freedom, location freedom. So you're swept in this and you're like, yes, I want freedom. I want skills. And there's one other thing I really, really want. You want love. Right? You want relationships. You want to meet that significant other, that partner who is just lighting up your heart and your life. And you probably at some point in your 20s are going to say, dang, I want to get hitched. Now, of course, not everybody. I'm generalizing again. But this is when, you know, the explosion of marriages typically happen. You know, you're 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. Everybody you know is like, you can't even budget for all the wedding gifts that you're expected to buy over the course of the year because it's frankly almost all your take-home pay. So you're looking for love, right? And relationships and how you relate to others and if they get you or if they're understanding you, if they're keeping up with you and your growth, like this is all in the forefront. So here's what you're looking at. You're looking at building something in yourself, your skills and your value with the world. Big, big area. Second thing you're looking at is, what kind of life am I creating? And this is where you're starting to figure out, I want time freedom, or I want location freedom, or hell no, I want a steady job, right? I need to know that I've got a good paycheck coming home. Or maybe you're still saying, I want to make my parents happy, so I'm going to do what they want me to do, and at least until I figure out what I want to do. But it's this whole figuring out thing and biting in. And figuring out, do I want to be a gig worker? Do I want to do freelance? Can I get a good job? Do I want a good job? Do I want to say hell with a job? I'm going to do my social media thing. Figuring it out. And then the third area, recapping your relationships. Big, big. I want to be in love. I want that partnership. It's going to happen. So look at these three areas as sort of like the energies that are coloring your life. These are different. You, when you're in it, you think, well, that's what everybody wants. No. In your 30s, you're going to be in a whole different place. 40s, oh, definitely. 50s, oh my God, for sure. You think because you're in it, this is what everybody is going for. They're not. You're in a very specific place, a very specific, gorgeous, energy-filled, juicy place of energy, emotion, and drive. And maybe you're thinking, I don't have any of those, Summer. I spent my whole 20s totally depressed. Yeah, that can also be it. But nonetheless, I bet you those drives were still in you or are still in you. You may be depressed. You know, you may be barely lifting your head off the table in the mornings, but you still want love. You still want to know what your value is. You still want to come up with this idea of, how do I want to be living in the world? What's this all going to shape up to be like? So when you're focusing now on your manifesting, the areas that I just outlined are where your manifesting energy should be. And they should be these big, broad areas. Now, this is where we jump into what I teach, which is flow dreaming, right? This is my preferred, magnificent, enormous, fabulous way of co-creating and making things happen for me and for others in our lives. So when I go into flow, I'm using energy, I'm using emotion, and I'm using flow state. It's a really simple technique. If you want to learn more about it, scroll back on your podcast app and look for episode 650, where it's called New to Flow Dreaming, right? Listen to that. And then, of course, you know, go to my website. I have a whole free kit there for you. You can download it or you can open up. There's another app. Go to the app store and get it on your phone. And the whole free kit is right there. You can start listening. So you can learn all that. But that's what I'm going to be referring to a lot when I talk about how would I manifest? Like, where is my focus? So I get the most out of what I'm doing when I'm in my 20s. So a lot of what's being taught out there right now are these really specific, little, almost gimmicky practices, you know, magic-y, gimmicky things. Like I said, you know, write down your wish 9 times on paper, close your eyes, fold it and put it in a drawer, and then do it again tomorrow and do it for 9 days and your wish will come true. And in my experience, writing your stuff down like that is a form of affirmations, right? We're going to go classic here. Affirmations have been around for 100 years now. Affirmations like this are serving to really clarify for you what it is that you want. Here is the thing that I'm craving and desiring. Here is what I want. And often what you're writing is going to be, you know, kind of weirdly specific, like, I want so-and-so to call me. You know, he wants to hear from me. He wants to talk with me. He's going to text me. You know, he's going to Snapchat me. Weirdly specific. I want to get a job that pays at least $20 an hour. Okay, well and good. Great. You've really specified what these feelings are because in your head and your heart, you've identified that as your next step. Get this, to the immediate problem ahead of you. And that's often where we are when we're starting out. We're looking at the immediate problems that are ahead of us because we're still figuring out how to work with them, you know, at a kind of adult conscious level. What is this immediate problem? What do I need to do about it? How do I solve this? So we come up with these solutions. You know, he Snapchats me and I get a $20 an hour job and my mom starts to be nice to me and, you know, stuff like that. But I would encourage you to take your manifesting bigger, to take it to the next level, to already begin the process. Manifesting, co-creating, shaping your future self, right? This is what we're really talking about. I love talking about the future you, my future self. I have an entire course on it, how to create it, how to co-create it, how to keep refreshing it, right? It's not something you do once. You do this like constantly, every era of your life. You are saying, here is the big picture me. And working toward this person means one big, basic, fundamental thing. Who are you becoming? Now, everything outside you in your life is reflecting right now, this instant, what's going on inside you. I don't care what it is. Everything, it's like being in a funhouse, right? An old carny funhouse of mirrors. You're standing there. All those mirrors around you are showing you a reflection of what you are in you. And this is kind of weird because you're like, well, no. I've got some really crappy people in my life. You know, I don't have a job. I've got this health problem. I've got, you know, I got rejected from this school, etc. Again, own this, right? If you start to own this one fundamental concept, everything in your life will change decade after decade after decade. Manifesting is not about you reaching out into the world and, you know, manipulating and fiddling with the things outside you, making them change. You're not taking the magic wand and going bing, 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 and changing all that stuff outside you. You're not getting your ex-boyfriend to Snapchat you. You are not getting the boss to hire you. You're not doing all these little things, changing the outside. I know it's tempting. It's what we all want to do, right? But here's the thing. You have no power over those things. They don't belong to you. all of those people, all of those situations are their own. They belong to themselves. The concept I have for this is you are always the king of your own kingdom, the queen of your own queendom, or whatever you want to call it. Everybody is. We are our own islands of inner power. The only thing you can truly and deeply affect, change on the fly, change in an instant, is you, inside of you. So here's the deal. Let's say you're in the funhouse of mirrors and you change your outfit. Okay, every mirror around you, every mirror is representing one of these outside situations in your life. And every one of those now reflects the fact that you're wearing a green coat and purple shoes, right? Now they've changed. They change in reflection of you. The things that you allow in your life, the things that you tolerate in your life, the things that disappoint you, the things that love you and reward you, they're all reflecting a bit of who you are, because that's the basis of what we call alignment. And I know you've heard about alignment. It's like a really trendy, popular term right now. Alignment means the things outside you reflect what's going on inside you. Now, for a lot of us, we've gotten in really powerless situations up until this point. And remember, we're still in our 20s because no one taught us this stuff. Like, we're just figuring it out. But what's happened is we have been, instead of letting the world align itself to us, we've been kind of popping around like a pinball. You guys know what old pinball machines are? Please say you still know what a pinball machine is. But you know, you got the little levers and you're this little ball and you're just reacting and hitting all these other people's situations and responding and reacting and reacting and responding. Your own personal self-agency is like barely there. I mean, it's small, it's nascent, it's just wanting you to build it and develop it. But you've been so busy reacting to the stuff happening around you that you've failed to realize all that stuff happening around me is reacting, it's still responding to what's going on in me. And the thing is, what's going on in me is not inner power, strength, fearlessness, asking for more, challenging my ceilings, my patterns, my limits, right? I'm not doing that stuff. I'm just navigating, floating in this sea of other people's crap and trying to get some good things to happen. And every now and then trying to put a magic wand of affirmations and magical practices on something to make it change. That is a starting point, but that is not where you're heading. That is not your point of true inner power. You make that shift and you say, all the power is within me. I'm going to change myself. I'm going to align myself to the bigger dreams, to the bigger feelings. I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to cast my eye into my 20s and say, take that. Match that, sucka. Meaning, for instance, Let's go to those three areas I talked about, right? This first one is I need some great skills, right? I need to give some value to the world. And maybe that means I'm going to start coaching. Maybe that means I am going to go into graphic design. Maybe that means I'm actually going to build a really huge following and start to like monetize this kind of free life adventure I want to have around the world. I mean, it could be anything. So what do you do? You go inside yourself and you're going to flow dream and you're going to manifest and you're going to co-create and you're going to do this every damn day. Every day. It's the first thing you do when you wake up or the last thing you do before you fall asleep. But it feels like this. I'm going to go into flow. I'm pretending, right? You don't even know what I'm doing, but flow dreaming is not meditation, but it can feel, you know what? I've been saying that for so long. You know what? Flow dreaming is a very specialized form of meditation where you don't clear your mind. You don't quiet your mind. In fact, you give your mind this outpouring of emotion, of energy, of imagery, and you go into this kind of flow place, okay? It's really easy. So pretend we're doing that. And you know what I'm flowing for? What I'm co-creating when I'm in this space? I'm saying something like, I have mass skills. I am in demand. I am wanted. I feel seen. I feel rewarded. The outside world says, I see you and I want what you can do and I want what you have. And I feel in myself how all the things that I need to get that skill are there for me in my life. And it's easy. It's really easy. Right? I've got them. They show up. I enroll in the right classes. I get the right job. I find that it's easy to gather my tribe and clients and people around me. It's so easy. I fall into these right and perfect situations and I'm there and I'm seen and I'm rewarded and I've got the skills. I've got mad skills. I am so good. I am so seen and I am building and growing and overflowing with it. Okay. Like I didn't even take you into flow there, but could you feel as I was saying it? Did you get swept in that feeling a little bit? Imagine if you were doing core work like that, right? That completely transcends all those short-term solutions that maybe you had been focusing on. What this is saying now, every day, day in, day out, you wake up, you go to sleep, you're telling the universe, you're telling source, you're telling your higher self, you're telling your future, match that, give me that in all of its great and glorious forms. Now, I'd be doing this too in the second area, which is, I feel the lifestyle I want is easily obtainable. I feel myself traveling. I feel myself in a beautiful, snug apartment or flat. I feel myself very happy where I live. It's very affordable. I'm starting to gather. I feel all of these material things coming to me that I need and want. And maybe I'm a minimalist, right? Maybe I only need a bed and a backpack, but I've got them and they're good. And you know what? Everything I do each day, bam, it works out for me. If I'm trying to get someplace, bam, I catch a ride. If I need to meet the right people, bam, I run into them on the, you know, at the store. I've got it. Like it's all flowing. It's working for me. I am digging into the lifestyle that I'm creating for myself and it's working and I can feel it. In universe, you are helping me. You are guiding me. We are doing this together and I'm feeling more and more settled every moment into this space in my life. Okay, we just did it again, right? I said to you in like 2 minutes, this is the big picture. This is the big focus. All the little things now, they just kind of roll in to fill in the gaps, right? They're aligning to this big picture. See now how I'm not even worrying about those little things. I'm worrying about, yes, this is where this is how I'm feeling. This is the big picture. The last area, my relationships, love. And this is where I go into flow and morning and night and every day. This is the future self that I'm beginning to program. This is me in the fun house, changing myself into bright pink crystals of love and letting every situation in my life now reflect that. What I'm saying is, I am loved, I'm adored, I'm seen for who I truly, honestly am. There's no pretending. There's no faking. I am good enough. I am authentic. And I am loved for it. The right people, the right person, they see me. They want me. They want to get to know me. They want to fall in love with me. I want to fall in love with them. My heart is filled up and full, and this is the easiest relationship I have ever participated in. The easiest, most come together, most I see you, you see me. Oh my God, is this what a soulmate looks like? Wow, yes. Let's do this. Let's dive in. We are at exactly the same level. Let's make this happen. Transparency, safety, authenticity. You text me, you talk to me. You are always telling me where you're at. There is nothing ambiguous. There is nothing unsure. There is no insecurity or fear. Where are you? Do you want me? Am I the only one? No, it's so clear. I'm that way with you. You're that way with me. We come together. We are solid. and we're going to build something. We're building a life around us. We're building a friend circle around us. We're building our families around us. We're building this image in our mind of, yeah, do you want to have kids? Let's do it. Or I don't want to have kids yet. No problem. We are simpatico, on the same page. I love this. Okay, now you just address the third grand area. These are what you're building this decade. These are the three grand, the perfect triangle, the trine of energies that you're working on day in, day out. The big level stuff. Now this, by the way, this perspective is usually something people don't even get to until they're easily in their late 30s, 40s, even later. Usually the 20s, you're working real short term still. You're still, you know, juggling and figuring it out. So if you can pull this perspective, this big level perspective in right now, start doing this now, you're a good decade ahead of where most people, even most people in personal growth, are at. So that's my advice, right? That is what I would be doing if I were you. I'd be recognizing the big picture energies that were developing in my life. It's almost like three beautiful strands of multicolored smoke, you know, billowing from the incense into the air. I've got my love, which is the pinks. I've got my purpose, which is the orange. I've got my skills, which is the solid blue. You know, I mean, I'm just playing with these colors. But I recognize this is what I'm all about. And I have the drive and I have the energy. And I'm going to go big picture right from the beginning, because I'm going to build, and I have so much energy around this, figuring it out, getting clear. Now, if you listen to this and you're like, damn, Summer, I'm 42 and this is speaking to me, you know what? Yeah, good. Like I said, a lot of us don't even reach this perspective until we're in our 30s or our 40s or even older. Adopt it now. But I'm going to get to you, because there is another different kind of general archetypal energies that start to emerge in our 30s and then our 40s and so on. So I'm going to get to those and I'm going to go into them. But before I wrap up this episode, I have a request of you, a favor to ask. If you loved this episode, if it worked for you, if you're like, damn, I like those ideas, you said something and that was interesting, maybe even novel, maybe you changed my mind, whatever, please, please, please tell one person you know about this podcast. It's called Flow Dreaming. Make it a point. Tell a friend, forward the episode, subscribe, just tell one person about it. That will be my reciprocity, meaning the give back for what I've just given. If you would do that, oh, my heart will shine and shimmer with joy. And this is what inspires me to keep making more episodes for you, and keep, you know, being that little weekly voice that whispers, hey, this is how we stay on track. This is how we stay in alignment. This is how we utilize and harness our inner power, our inner focus. This is how we use and co-create using the universe as well as our own inner agency, right? Those two, ooh, they go together. And that's what we talk about here every week in Flow Dreaming. So please share it with one person that you think could use some of this perspective or advice. It would mean oodles and boodles to me. You can also go greet me and say hi to me on Facebook. Look up the groups for Flow Dreaming. It used to be called I Love Flow Dreaming. I'm tinkering with the name of the group. So just look around, try and meet me there. And of course, you know, see me at my website. That said, you guys, I'll be back for another bonus episode soon of Flow Dreaming. My love to you all. Flow Dreaming is a universe. On the one hand, it's extraordinary. It's a technique that can change everything in your life. You can feel better, manifest your dreams, heal. It does it all. And to learn it, well, just go to flowdreaming.com and get my free kit that teaches you how. Look under free goodies, and you can also download the Flow Dreaming app, which has the kit right there for you. But Flow Dreaming keeps going. Once you fall in love with the technique, you might want to know how to use it better, how to think better, feel better, really change inside. That's why I have Flow On, a monthly membership where I teach people a new way of using flow in their lives every single month. Check it out. Finally, you might be perfectly ready for Me School. I know you've heard a lot about Me School, but maybe you haven't actually looked it up yet. It's my most effective program, a culmination of 20 years of teaching. It's been taken by hundreds of students over the last 7 years. And this is where you really light that fire that grows, and you make this a life worth living. You can find it all at flowdreaming.com, so go check it out and at least write yourself a note, even if you can't check it out this minute. And while you're at it, subscribe to the podcast.